Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. My friend told a story about a customer in front of him at the supermarket checkout recently. The customer looked a bit down on his luck, but was buying a few things. He reached into his pocket to pay the cashier, but she told him that he didn't owe anything. The customer was flabbergasted. "Why not?" he asked. She replied, "The man in front of you paid for it." The customer turned to my friend and asked, "Was that Jesus?" Many times we just go about our days without examining the encounters we have had, letting them just pass us by, the hellos and the little favors done for us. I think the problem is that maybe we haven't even thought of God being in the same room with us. Jesus appeared to a great many people after his death, and they didn't recognize him. He was in disguise, if you will. On their way to Emmaus, the couple thought he was another fellow traveler, for example, and Mary Magdalene at Christ's tomb saw him as the gardener at first. In today's passage, the apostles did not recognize him either, while he made them breakfast on the beach. How many times has God walked with us side by side, talked to us when we were down and out, made us breakfast, and we didn't recognize him? You might have seen the famous lithograph by Fritz Eichenberg called Christ of the Bread Lines, or you can Google it. At first glance, you might see nothing beyond a number of Depression-era down-and-out men in a bread line. But if you look closely, you'll see something more. Take a look. To really see Jesus in our everyday, ordinary lives, be it waiting in a line, talking over our problems, or enjoying a meal that has been made for us, we don't have to look too far beyond the disguises.